This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less what workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chimney. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. Keep a far from vampires.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Five Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas.
And I'm a going out and with my forward in. Never leave my Jaja. Keep us far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep us far from demons. Keep us far from Satan. More time I can't believe. Feel for grief. Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a national beat. Me think a joke, but not the jokes on me. Stay with me. I clear the stage to me. I'm smiling on my face and I dig a grave for me. So when me touch the road, Jaja are there with me. So in my going out and coming in, I never leave I Jaja. I keep my far from vultures. And I'm a going out and coming in.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Friday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Sans a Taurus Friday, singy singy, bringing us in on a Friday. Hope you feel good on a Friday. Lots to talk about on this Friday. Some good, some bad, some sad. And we're going to address all of it. Lines will be open. It is the Week in Review. And if you want to chime in or let us know what's got your goat, here's how you do it.
Here's how you can become a talking head.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And we here are here on a Friday. It is the weekend. Like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, the weekend is the happy medium. MJ,
oh,
what's
wow.
good?
Wow. You know, that's true. It's funny, but it's true. I'm good. How are you?
I always remember my dear good friend and coaching compadre.
Who's that?
Frankie the Yankee.
Oh, yes.
Simmons.
Frankie Simmons.
And he always used to tell
me,
Naughty.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. May the Yankees continue to win.
You feeling good?
Yeah, man. He would always tell me, Naughty, you got to stop. Take a sip of the coffee. Don't just look at the coffee. Sip
you
the coffee.
That
taste
so
the coffee.
Many times. That's right.
You work hard. You go hard. Take care of your responsibilities. But if you get a chance on the weekend to do something that you like, or even put your feet up, little R&R, even if it's a bucket of brewskis and a good baseball game, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's
love
true.
Yourself. Just stop and do you for a minute. But yeah, we got lots to talk about, MJ. And first and foremost, let's get to the headlines, and then I want to do something for my dearly departed colleague, Mr. Rodney Monker. We do not forget Rodney.
Absolutely
I
not.
Know women across the nation are in mourning.
The leader
today.
Of the women them?
The leader of the women them has gone on to glory. But we will talk.
Yeah.
First and foremost, as we get into the headlines, here's what the headlines are looking like.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
A huge headline that we all saw last night coming in, and a lot of us looked at it throughout the night on video updates. Fire rages on Bay. Several structures engulfed in flames, including the Victoria Court on Victoria Avenue, totally destroyed, totally engulfed in flames last night. Residents displaced, destroyed by Candia Dance. Fire raged on the eastern end of Bay Street near Elizabeth Avenue in downtown late into the night last night, and ravaging several buildings and stretching the resources of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. The fire appears to have started in an abandoned building and spread, impacting at least one building on Elizabeth Avenue. Firefighters soaked surrounding buildings with water in an effort to stop the further spread. It was unclear what caused the fire.
It's such a sad, sad event to have taken place last night. And I got it firsthand because you called me.
I couldn't even
make
work.
You were like, Bay Street is a mess right now. They're diverting traffic.
I had to call into Jokers and all. I was like, look, you hardly ain't gonna see me tonight because Bay Street is burning. And that was last night.
That
just
was last
Elizabeth
night.
Avenue was, right. was cordoned off, and they made you go over and reroute. And there was a ton of traffic. And then today, rerouted and diverted from closer streets. And here's the latest.
Let me just get this in, because this is coming in from the Public Affairs and Communications Department of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. It says that police wish to inform the general public that due to the recent fire on Bay Street, the following road closure and traffic diversion will take immediate effect. Bay Street will be closed between Parliament Street and Elizabeth Avenue. Vehicular traffic on Shirley Street between Parliament and Victoria will be two-way temporarily, which is what we experienced this morning because we had to travel that way. But yeah, that fire last night, not only was it devastating, not only do you have, you know, persons in a complete state of shock today, but the fact that it became such a big fire, you know, you have Fire Rages as a headline in The Guardian. You have Inferno as a headline in The Tribune. It was quite something unexpected and very tragic.
Very tragic indeed. And it's very eerily reminiscent of the Straw Market fire at the western end of Bay Street.
Right.
And I remember seeing that firsthand years ago.
Yeah,
up close.
That was a lot.
Seeing that last night, it was like...
And now you have persons displaced because homes were affected in this particular fire.
And the irony of it all and the, you know, the tragedy of it all, the only area that is densely populated downtown was that area that was affected.
Yeah, that's not
so that's not
something we
a
expected
good thing.
Or would have wanted to have
and then
happen.
To hear more then,
sad.
Then to hear to have more issues with
the
non-functioning
fire trucks
and water pumps and one having to become from the airport And you know,
it's Friday, so by Monday we probably
kudos
have
to the Royal Bahamas Fire
picture.
Department, or
right?
The fire brigade, or
right.
fire branch, whatever.
They're working hard, not just
and
here in New Providence, but in Abaco, Grand Bahama. Like fires are a thing now that we have to grapple with as a country to ensure that we have adequate resources because obviously they're more frequent than we remember in the past.
I think any administration of the day should ensure that those kind of vital and like necessity items should always be on point. You know, for a long time, we've seen a bunch of police cars being bought up and purchased up, and then 6 weeks later, they're all in the graveyard in the back of Oaksfield, break right up somehow, some way, I don't know how. Why don't we invest in some fire trucks?
And
we know that we are correct in not just New Providence, but all the family islands, and they are government owned and operated and provided. Abaco, if they didn't have the Marsh Harbor Volunteer Fire Department,
right,
and all those things and assets that they've gotten donated or they've raised the funds for personally,
which is great for communities.
And kudos
to
them.
No, absolutely.
But if some basic infrastructure like a fire department, a hospital, a public clinic, an ambulance that works without stick shift,
they should be equipped. Ambulances, police cars, fire engines, those things make a difference. With
drug plants that we purchase, it should be working for the government. We need to see them, tagged up and flying and working. But I mean, that's what it was.
Not the drug
plants. Helicopters,
really?
Whatever. All of that.
I'm just saying, those things, ambulances, police cars, fire engines, they make a difference between life and death. So we definitely need to, you know, invest in making sure that we have adequate resources. You know, that fire was devastating last night. A lot of people lost their homes. You know, people were displaced.
As a matter of fact,
it was scary and traumatic for everybody that experienced that fire last night firsthand.
Definitely. I mean, that's something you don't want to wake up to or go home to or it's crazy. I mean, I don't understand how we in 2025 still are facing issues with families being displaced.
Well, fires will happen, right?
Fires will happen, but we need immediate response. It can be 40 minutes to an hour.
That was what some reporting said.
Correct.
So that's, and like I said, you know, with something that happened late last night, I'm sure we're going to get some firsthand accounts, but I'm sure by, I would give it until Monday to get a clearer picture on the
response
time.
Exactly what happened, because it just happened
from
yesterday.
The Royal Bahamas Police Force in the fire division of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
And then when you look at it, it's not an easy fight, because there are a lot of those buildings have wooden structures or wooden roofs, and when fire jumps, you see what happens.
Did you say roofs?
Roofs.
Okay.
Or roofs.
It sounded like you said it, roofs.
The British would say roofs. The Americans would say roofs, and dogs would say roofs.
Okay. Yeah, but no, on a serious note, yeah, I mean, we do have to ensure things like that are adequately funded, because, like I said, it does make a difference, and we would never want to hear that something could have, you know, been mitigated earlier had we had those resources. So I'm waiting to hear follow-up reporting on this, because some of the reporting so far has been a little bit confusing and contrasting. So I'm hoping that once we take a little step back and we get all of as much information in as possible, we can see if the response was adequate, and if not, what are we going to do moving forward to make sure that responses to fires like this are adequate.
Let's get to the text lines real quick. Afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I hope now that it has hit the upper echelon. But I don't know the German what you put in here, so it's all good. Farfenugen and Lederhosen.
I just know Guten Abend. I don't know much German.
That too.
Yeah, that looks like a typo.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah.
I see that. Okay, and then it picks back up in English. I hope that the PRP or FNM buy some of the 2025 fire trucks that won't leak out all the water before it reaches the fire, and finally install a proper fire hydrant system. 29 families are homeless, and they're worrying about the tourists on the cruise ship.
29.
Naughty, why is Joker's Wild shutting down? Where is Joker's Wild going to be next? How did Joker's Wild start at Atlantis? Can I win a ticket to the final show? Gee whiz.
That's a lot.
I got only one test. Okay, look.
I love you. I love the economy of words in that. Hey, when, why, what? Give me the tickets. You know what I mean? I love that. Good stuff, Dexter.
All right. First and foremost, to the first question, why is Joker's Wild shutting down? Who sings? It's closing time.
That's Semisonic.
Semisonic. Mm-hmm. All right. Texas closing time. We've been there 35 years in the same spot. I've been going there every night 27 years, man. You don't think we might want just a little change of scenery? So that might allude to your second question. Keep listening to Talking Heads, and I'll let you know where the next incarnation will be. And how did Joker's Wild start at Atlantis? It was originally at Ronnie's Rebel Room on West Bay Street, which later became Culture Club and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Then they moved it to the Atlantis when it was Merv Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And it went into the Trade Winds. And it started off in the Trade Winds. And then when it went from the Trade Winds, it went to what used to be Pastiche, which was a disco on the casino floor when they did the renovations in Atlantis.
Okay.
Pastiche became Joker's Wild. And then in, you know, 1998, this guy walked through the door,
oh,
and bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, goodness.
It was the best 27 years of their life.
Sure. I am so sure.
The funniest 27 years, too. And can you win a ticket to the show? No. No freebies on the last one. If you love us for all this time, spend your money and send us off in a good way. I'm sure there'll be giveaways. Listen, I will let you know. All right. But if you want tickets for it, grab them now. Tommy Davidson, the last week, May 20th to 25th. First celebrity headliner I ever worked with, Tommy Davidson. Last one at Joker's Wild.
Was that the first one, though? Because I was there when you worked with Tommy. Oh, did he work with you a prior time before the time?
Time from 98. So Tommy was there 99.
Okay.
And then
We
started going out in 2002, boom.
That time.
Correct.
Because I met Tommy. And he's so funny, you guys. Like, Tommy's really funny. He's really down to earth. And we also saw him when we were out in Vegas at one time.
Correct.
At the Palms.
And
he was funny then, too. Yeah, he was funny then, too. He did a great show. He always puts a great show together.
On.
So you definitely do not want to miss Tommy.
And if you like him...
Such a great guy.
If you like him for the physicality or the character...
Oh, yeah.
So
he goes all out.
And see why Tommy will always have a special place in my heart. He comes from the In Living Color dynasty.
I mean, the masterminds
that
they were.
You see the talent they put out?
The Wayans brothers.
David Allen Greer, the Wayans brothers. Jim Carrey. And I think Jamie Foxx.
We should mention them individually. Keenan. Damon.
Sean.
Marlon. Kim.
Kim.
Because his sister was on the right. show as well. They
then,
deserve that.
And then you had, like you said, you had Jamie Foxx, a very young, up-and-coming Jamie Foxx, David Allen Greer, Tommy Davidson, Jim Carrey.
It was such
a
great show.
This goes on and on.
Jennifer Lopez, if you want to go.
I was just going to say, man.
J-Lo, if you want to even bring the Fly Girls into it.
They brought the J-Lo Badoka-Doke to the world first. You got to thank them for that as well.
The Badoka-Doke.
But yeah, and that Living Color, one of the greatest shows ever.
A talented cast, and Tommy was a part of it. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, and they've all done well. They've all done well in subsequent years.
That is why I say the magnitude of that show, the talent that they produced and what they went on to do.
Funny, and they've kept performing. So I think this is a great thing to see Tommy again because he really does put on a great show.
Let's get to these phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty, naughty.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good.
The jokers that were at Carnival. For some reason, I remember...
You're talking about, when you say Carnival, you're talking down by...
Yeah, right. Well, Crystal Palace.
They had a spin-off room, partnership for a little while down there called Kokomo's.
Right. That's the first time I went there.
Right.
From that time, but, I always enjoyed Jokers.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate that. And you know what you got between now and May 25th to get in, but get your tickets. Because
I'm gonna catch one of the shows. Don't worry, but I'll catch one.
Awesome.
The other thing I want to talk to you about is, did you find out the crack house?
Yeah, I made a call. I'll be going to get it. It was kind of busy this week, so probably, you know, tomorrow or maybe early next week, we'll go get some. It's just been a crazy busy week. A good busy, but me and Angie have been running from pillar to post. We've got a lot of things going on.
You say it's on Vincent Drive?
Yeah, St. Vincent Road.
Vincent Road.
Right, and I'll try to pull up the number for you and announce it on the air again before we get off.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay,
have a good weekend. You too, bro. Be safe. Talking Heads.
Hey, great show. How you doing?
All right, bro. Thanks.
Boy, he was funny as hell in Ace Ventura.
Yeah, man.
Don't get him started.
Boy, he was funny as hell.
Yeah, he was. And he's still there, so you definitely got to come and get your laugh on with Tommy, man.
Yeah,
and up close and personal.
I'll make sure Pat United.
All right, man. For sure.
You guys like a good joke.
All right, man. But, you know, and we'll still keep bringing the funny afterwards, so I'll let you know what that's going to be as well, too. All right?
Good stuff,
caller. Okay.
Thank you.
Good stuff. But yeah, man, I'm sure you and I do more Joker stories leading up. We got 25 days, you know. I ain't trying to get it all in right now.
Because I know you got some stories for sure.
You got stories, but now why do I feel that your stories, the joke is going to be on me? I know what stories come in mind.
And there's so many great people that have been through there. I looked at in one of the dailies today, they had a whole spread about Joker as well and some of the comedians that have patronized over the years. And, you know, when you look back at it, it really makes you say and appreciate the fact that you were able to get that level of comedy from, you know, a Bohemian-owned comedy club right here that's been around for so long. So,
I mean, when I look back, I mean, I see young comedians doing their thing right now, and I'm happy for them doing their thing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
When I say this,
a lot of good stuff coming up.
Taking nothing away from what they're about to do on the end of this month as well with Mike Epps and all of that. Big up to Dasque and the crew. I'm glad he's part of the fraternity now because, I mean, let's look. I ain't just trying to brag now. You know, like my good friend Buddy used to say, they ain't bragging if it's true. You know we got to tell him the Chris Tucker story.
Oh, my God. When he just walked in the club out of nowhere.
And did it for 3 years straight after that.
Like, he just kept coming. Like,
unannounced.
Just there on a random Thursday night, Chris Tucker walks in the club like, hey, everything go. You know how he is, right? So animated.
What I really like.
And he do a little
The second year, when he came in the first year, and you know, I think back right now, oh, Lord. And the headliner, he was livid.
Was he?
I'm not going to do time tonight. And he's since passed, you know, Mike W. Armstrong.
Oh, that's Mike. Okay.
So, Lord bless him. He was funny in his own right. But let me tell you, man, when he found out Chris Tucker was there, and was like, anyway, just sit back and enjoy a drink. What do you mean?
Chris is performing tonight.
Yeah, but Chris is on. I was like, no, as long as he wants to go, he's going to go.
And that was the thing.
And we getting him for free, walking in, and I will work on new material.
So you get
and he's doing 20, 30 minutes. Just, man, you can't just enjoy your drink, man.
So you get these big comedians. We won't even talk about the regular celebrities that just pop in. You get them, and they say they want to do some time, right?
And
if you have a Chris Tucker, like, you're like, go ahead, you know, and have whatever time
the,
you need.
I think that's the shortest set I ever did when I knew he was going to come out. Like five minutes, bang.
And the audience and the guests enjoyed that so much.
But I'll never forget it. The head of my mic was like, you know, you really denied me an opportunity to say that Chris Tucker was my opening act.
Really?
I said, sit down and shut up. God.
He could still technically say that in some sort of way, I'm sure.
Another great guy, Gary Owen.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Popped in as well.
Correct.
Because he was doing stuff for Laugh Fest. And he's like, oh, because everybody has heard about the joke as well. That's one thing that you can
comedians
say.
Comedians know. All
comedians
over the world, they know.
Around the world. No joke.
And that's what
wild.
That's what always tripped me out, because when I used to go on the road, and there was a time that, you know, I was the only one in this region living in the Caribbean, living in the Bahamas in the Caribbean, that actually did stand up and performed in the States.
Right.
Who wasn't living in the States and transplanted. So that kind of worked for me. And everybody knew the joke was wild. Everybody knew the Atlantis. So it was
my first
5 minutes. You know, they was into me.
Just questions.
And it was good. I knew I'd have their ear. It worked. And then, you know, obviously, you up on stuff like for Waffle House.
Right.
And 7-Eleven stories. And toll plazas. And rest stop areas. And cheap hotels.
And it's just something
and
about
some nice
it.
Ones, too.
I think because Joker's Wild is such a great place for comedians, and because it had such a great reputation, like I say, just globally, but particularly in the Western Hemisphere, the English-speaking
Correct.
Countries. When comedians came, even these big-name comedians, they were always so chill. I'll never forget how chill Charlie Murphy was when he
God
came.
God bless the day.
Recipes. Like, he was just cracking us up backstage in the
all
green
right,
room. Went
go.
On stage.
We got all kind of texts. We'll tell some Joker stories. We're going to get to the break.
Well, it's a Friday. Sure,
yeah,
we can do
we'll
that.
Get to the break. So you pick up the Charlie Murphy story.
Yes.
Remind me the Chris Tucker Year 2 story. Okay?
Right.
And then we got more to talk about, too. All right? Since we're going to go down these pictures, we can talk about all of these.
So reminiscing.
It's all coming up
okay,
on the flip side
sure.
of the break. It's the week in review. I guess not a career in review. And we got lots to talk about. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Keep my fire right on. Keep my fire from Satan. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me care. Reveal to me, reveal to me. The bad God, what them body long give me.
I'm going to say Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool bouquet sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. LearnMoreCenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari,
It's my security, chimney. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep a fire from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep a fire right on.
We're back at you on the Friday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads. It is 4:34 p.m. Naughty along with MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And I will let you finish your story, and then I'll get into my story.
Which story?
We're talking about
Joker's story. What was that? Oh, Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy was just like the sweetest person. You sometimes think, because at the time when he came, he was like still big off the Chappelle Show hype.
Correct.
And all that stuff. I mean, he's Eddie Murphy's brother as well.
And what really bothered me is he was going through his trials and tribulations early on then.
Right.
And he ended up passing from cancer later on, shortly thereafter, maybe a couple of years after. I respect him even more for the shows that he put out on those stage and the stories.
His stories in the green room. It was so funny. He was so funny the entire time. And just a sweet, like, down-to-earth person. There have been celebrities, let's not sugarcoat it, that we've met. But outside of comedy, I must say that the big names in comedies, the Chris Rocks, the Louis C.K.'s, all when we met...
Oh, for Louis here and in the States, too.
You did, in Charlotte. When we meet these people, the one thing that I can say is different about comedians from regular actors or even particularly for me, because I've met a lot of music stars... The comedians are like the big name ones are like the most down to earth, just chill people.
Leslie Jones was another one.
Leslie Jones, even the guy Andrew Schultz, who has a totally big podcast now. He was great.
And we had Lil Duval before Lil Duval was Lil Duval. I mean, we introduced Lil Duval.
And he loves it here
in
the Bahamas.
And Benji Brown was there too, another legend in the game.
Benji was there. They were so funny. They're so cool. I can't think of any comedians per se that I have like. A crazy story about, because like I said, most of them talking to me were like super, super down to earth. Chris Rock's brother. Just totally.
All good people.
Chill people.
And listen, I'll be honest with you. I there's a couple more names I definitely would like
you
to mention.
Comedians?
That one that was like one of the sweetest souls in the world. The late John Weatherspoon.
Oh my gosh, you loved him when he was here at Joker's, and you talked about him so much. You came two times, and you always talked about him. You're like, oh, I met him, and he was so cool. You guys know him. He's the dad in the Friday franchise, and also he was a part of the Wayans show after that. He played the dad in the Wayans Brothers show after that as well.
When you're a comedian, right, and headliners bring you into the green room as a young comedian, and they start mentoring you and giving you little advice, you realize two things. One, they think you're funny. Two, they genuinely like you as a person and as a comedian, because they don't have to impart anything to you. And I remember coming in to call him to let him know 5 minutes before stage time, because the feature was on. Because
right.
I opened, then
right.
there was a feature, and then there was John, God bless the dead. And I go in the green room. He's coming out of the bathroom, and you know what he hit me with, right?
Don't nobody go in there
for 45 minutes.
Right.
And I, man, listen, he
guy.
Had to peel me off the floor. He was great people. Back to Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy again. You better go get a plate.
Right.
Or you want me to come make you a plate. I was like, that's the headline. So, you know, I don't run that kind of show. We all in this together, man. Go get you some food. Take some home with you. I only ordered to make white people to me what I want.
So crazy.
You think I'm going to drink that Perrier? I don't drink Perrier, but I wanted 6 bottles, so I made sure they put it there.
One of the ones that I loved as well, who had a great show here with the joke as well, was Jay Farrow.
Jay Farrow, the impersonations.
Oh my gosh, he was so good. His impersonations were on point. And I think he just finished Saturday Night Live.
Correct.
When he did that, when we got Leslie Jones, that was before she did Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these were people, not only the up-and-coming comics, but the ones that were already,
but
like,
that was an offshoot. Some of those shows were offshoots for Love Fest and Laugh Fest that MJ and I produced.
And they wanted to
offshoots.
Come. And they wanted to cut.
And
like,
everybody wanted
to
go
to Joker's.
You got to go get set. I got a picture.
Got to get in there.
So it was good to know the club was well known in the community. And then, like, my two tons of fun. Bruce.
Yes.
Great guy. Great person. and the late Ralphie May.
Yeah.
And I always feel cheated because when I tell you me and Ralphie clicked like two peas in a pod, when we stood next to each other, we made the number 10. We was the perfect 10. He got me. I got him. He comes to me at the end of the week run. Naughty!
With that southern accent.
What's up, daddy? What's up, baby? What's so going strange. On? You good? So what's it going to take for me to make you cash it all in here, bro, and come on the bus with me? Let's go on tour. And as you know, we talked, and then sadly, he had a massive heart attack.
Yeah, he passed away.
But it's good enough for me to know that somebody of his stature in the game thought enough about me to actually have that conversation and say, what's it going to take for me to get you to come on the bus? What you going to get me to go on tour with you? And I was thinking about it. I could not lie. But this place called Joker's, where I was like, man, I've been there so long.
I'm comfy.
I don't have to go to the world. I've been blessed that the world came to me as a comedian. Every night of the night is different folks from different walks, races, creeds, denominations, wherever they came from. So, you know, it was good to know. But Charlie Murphy had some great stories. All those stories that you heard on the Chappelle Show, including the ones about Prince playing basketball and high-heeled boots and stuff, they are true.
The only
no
time,
lies to them.
Can I talk about the only time I was
and
like...
Then the one time with Chris Tucker, I just want to get this in because somebody texted me, tell me the Chris Tucker story. Second year, Chris Tucker came to the club. I'm standing back on. Nobody knows he's coming. Right. I'm talking to the late Richard Bethel.
He pops in.
And Lord bless the dead, if it wasn't for Richard and Ed, I'm telling you now, I'd have done this. But Richard, man, Richard was after me for years. You could do it. No, Richard, I wouldn't do it. I'm a radio dude, man. And finally one night, he said, okay, let me try it. And then that was in 98, and I've been doing it ever since. And I thank God that he blessed me to do something that I love and make money out of and be successful out of all this time. But I'm there talking with him. I don't know, Chris comes in, is in there. And then Chris comes in with the smoky voice. Naughty! What's up, man? And then in true comedy fashion, you're not funny, and you know this, man.
He was so
And
good.
Then I had to hit him with, and you're not handsome, and you know this, man. And then it was the big hug, the big dap. Give me 10, and I'm going to go on. And he went on, and then he did another hour did the rest of the show.
Because the crowd was feeling him, and that's one thing that comedians play off. Like, if they're having a good run and the crowd is into it, then they'll go on forever.
That's what I think. So they're bringing joke and said, look, man, you could do this. And here's the nuances of the game. Here's how the game works. And one thing, if you get a celebrity that wants you to open for them,
yeah,
that's one of the highest compliments you could have because they think you're funny and they could have anybody they want to open for you.
Especially the big names. Yeah.
Yeah. So from all them opportunities I had, I'm thoroughly grateful, eternally grateful. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Nori.
What's
happening? Red Fork or Richard Pryor? Which one was funny to you?
Both of them, because I should have known I was going to be a comedian. My late grandpa, Cam Thompson, had both their party albums stashed away. Red Fox, Richard Pryor. All right, let me give it to you like this.
You got
to
pick one.
Let me give it to you like this. Let me give it to you like this. I'll pick one, the young Richard Pryor and the old Red Fox.
That's a good one.
The young Richard Pryor and the old Red Fox.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But if I had to pick out of the two and I had to pick one, but you know, Richard Pryor. Definitely Pryor. And no disrespect to Red Fox. I love Red Fox and all his incarnations, but especially Fred and Esther. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's been a great run. We want you to come out. We want you to support it. And it couldn't have been a great run either if I didn't have your support, MJ. And I appreciate you. And I love you for that. And I love you for all the times you supported me and every time and the sacrifices you've made for me to chase the dreams.
Like, not starstruck, but kind of. Because, you know, over the years, you get to interview a lot of people. Do you remember the only time I freaked out when someone walked through the doors of Joker's Wild?
Well, I used to freak out every time I came back from the bathroom. Okay, I mean,
right. It wasn't even a comedian. It's an athlete.
Oh, God. You're going to bring this up?
It was an athlete.
Listen, stinking, disgusting, sweaty Eddie George.
Eddie George. I was like, we were just there. I don't even remember who was performing then, but there was an event.
And I'm going to tell you now, ladies, if you used to watch football back in the day and you had a thing for Eddie George, who married a homegirl from SWV, don't be texting me and encouraging and enabling MJ with that, okay?
Well, it wasn't that type of a vibe, but at the time I was
rooting
hard for the Tennessee Titans. That used to be my team back in the day before I just gave up on team.
Let me tell the story. Let me come up and take a picture. No, we can take one after this. I'm taking one with Eddie.
No, because But we were just standing there talking, and I think that might have even been the week that Chris Tucker was there. I don't remember who was performing.
That was when Michael Jordan had used to have a celebrity invitational. Okay. So right. All the celebrities.
So it was everybody in the club that night. And then just like we were just standing up talking casually, and Eddie George walks in the door. This is like my running back from my Tennessee Titans back in the day. And I was so surprised. And I was just like, oh my God, that's Eddie George. And he walks up to me and shakes my hand. And I'm like, oh my God, you're Eddie George. Like, I was freaking out. And despite, like I say, meeting a lot of celebrities over the years, you know, Bohemians don't check for no celebrities like that. That was the one time I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm in Joker's Wild tonight because I got to meet Eddie George. That was like the highlight of it all. I love that moment.
Yes, I know. And I'm happy for you that you love that moment.
Let me go post those pictures on Facebook.
Let's not and say you did. Let's go to the text lines. This government has their priorities mixed up. Instead of buying fire engines for the firefighters to fight fires efficiently, they're blowing millions on travel budgets and consulting shame.
When you have a travel budget, and you remember I was surprised that it had ballooned to this to $58 million, which is just, to me, unconscionable. You could have that kind of budget if everything else is taken care of. Like, you got the fire engines, you got the police vehicles, you have the ambulances, everything to supply all of the islands. Then you could do maybe stuff like that. Maybe you'll talk about it then. But how do you have a travel budget of $58 million and you don't have adequate resources for life-saving missions?
A resident, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. A resident said on the 4 p.m. news on another station that she called the police at 4 p.m., A resident said on the 4 p.m. news on another station that she called the police at 7:45 p.m. and was told they had no fire trucks. The police commissioner said on the scene, responses started at 8:45. That's a bad response to a fire.
Oof.
Naughty, I'm definitely coming out to joke as well before they close. You know, Fred would refer to you guys as an object of fun, and we would refer to him as a city septuagenarian in desperate need of political retirement. And some other things, too. And if you come to Jokers, I'll tell you what they are. Good afternoon, MJ. Love it when MJ is on. Naughty, two young men was talking about the best crack conch they ever eat. Ooh. They said melts in your mouth.
Where?
It is called Granny's in Nassau Village. Apparently, she worked. That is Castaways in Nassau Village in St. Vincent Road. And now she may have worked.
That's where we're going, right?
Yeah, called Granny's in Nassau Village. We'll have to check out Granny's in Nassau Village.
Okay.
And the one in St. Vincent, because I heard two Both people who good. Used to work at Castaways know the recipe, and they work in here and there. So either way, we're going to find it. When you go through Nassau Village, make a left at the stop sign. Then there's the second corner on the right. They say it's the best, just like Castaways. All right.
Melting so when you see
me and MJ fluffing through and you see a car with two white flags on the either side, that is me and MJ, Nassau Village. We come in peace. We come for some crack honk, and we come to get out. Keep your badness to yourself while we're there. Thank you very much. 2025, you can't be too safe. All right. Naughty, I know there was a few more I was hearing about from way back when. Oh, wait a minute. All right. Where does this text start? Wow. Naughty, I heard about that crock conch. I tried Curly's at fish service. It's very okay. The conch was tough. The fish was seasoned and very good. A little salty, though. Naughty, thank you for holding down the local comedy here and on the road. I know there's a few more I was in hearing about from way back when. Yeah, if you want to talk about way back when... All right, what we'll do is we'll go over into the 5 o'clock. I don't want to get completely out on the comedy vibe, but we got to, do one or two things here before we get to the news. And then obviously in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll take it over a little bit and we'll talk some sports. But if you want to look back at folks who preceded me doing this thing, you got to go back to like the vaudeville eras. All right? We had a Bahamian back in the day, Bert Williams. Born the 12th of November, 1874, in Nassau, Bahamas. See, I'm not just a comedian. I'm a student of the art form. I'm a student of the craft. So that's why when you get, some swole up Bahamian comedians popping up on stage, I don't know if they're wearing shorts or shants or pants or half shorts, half pants, doing the best of Bernie Mac in Bahamanese. You know what is hack and you know what is real talk and you know what is real. You can separate. And you got to study the craft so you know what you're talking about. You know who a headliner is. You know who a feature is. You know what a hack is. You got to know the industry. You know how to know the industry terms. So as one of the premier comedians of his era, Bert Williams, born November 12, 1874 in Nassau, passed away on the 4th of March, 1922 in New York City, was actually the first and one of the premier stand-up comedians out of the vaudeville era and one of the most comedians for all audiences at his time, and that included white and black audiences. So that would be one who came before us for sure that needs to, because, I mean, he's a trailblazer and he's a Bahamian. If you look at the origins of stand-up comedy, it is vaudeville.
Right.
He was the best in vaudeville, and he was a Bahamian.
A Bahamian.
Born in Nassau, 1874. Okay? Then if you want to speed up a little, you could go along, and you could say, Mr. James Catlin, Lord bless the dead, on a strictly Bahamian kind of vibe.
Right.
All things Bahamiana, for sure. The late Vivica Watkins.
Absolutely.
Mega B herself.
Oh, yes.
Very candid and colorful and funny individual.
Very talented.
And Vivica had some killer stand-up in her own right.
Yep.
You know?
Yes.
And she was versatile like that. She could do that. Okay? Then you had Mr. Keith Wisdom. A lot of people don't know about Doc, but Keith Wisdom is a funny mofo, dude.
Yeah.
Now, I said that. Keith cracks me up. Keith has got some funny stuff.
Yes.
And Keith can actually do stand-up. Like, do it. Not just stand and, like, he gets it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The stand-up is really difficult.
Ed Fields.
Absolutely.
Ed is funny.
Yes.
Ed is straight funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's funny. And Ed should have always been doing stand-up.
Yeah.
If Ed was one of the owners like the Moonlight, I'd have never had a career because he could open up every night and done his stand-up. He's funny.
That is true.
Okay?
Yep.
And then... can't forget Mr. Lampkin, Greg Lampkin, right yes. down the hall and star for all them years. Lampkin is another funny dude in his own right, all things Bahamian. So you look at those guys that preceded me, but not really doing stand-up because jokers were just fledgling at the time. And now I look and I'm like, okay, look, we've come.
Yeah.
You got Task Force Sawyer Steady putting out product. You got BJ doing his thing, stand-up.
Right.
Shad Fur holding it down, and Shad got a lot of potential, a lot of skill too with the music.
So musically as well.
You got Mark B, who was born into the industry. He gets it. He knows it.
I used to play a song of Shad's back in the day when I was at the other station. So he's
correct.
Gifted musically as well. Yeah.
So we got these local guys coming up, and we got some others
and
trying.
So many others.
Trying to, and I'll support you, but if you're doing
Even
it wrong,
the,
I can let you know because I respect
that I
the
talked
art
about
form.
The other day, the relatable Bahamian.
She's very funny.
Very
too.
Funny. I think she's super talented as well.
So there are so many
Bahamians doing great things, you know, and just have to support them.
Right.
Get out there and some support.
And any which way and form you can. Let's get to the call real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Right there, buddy. I said I'm going to call today. You know, this thing with the fire situation. You know, and when they had the fire on East West Highway, the same thing. We do not have no ladder trucks, and we have two-story building, three-story building, four-story building. So, they're going to eat our lunch until they see fit to buy a couple ladder trucks. And they ain't doing that. Because see, anytime them two-story building catch, tell me what truck they got to hike up to that.
We need ladder trucks, and we need trucks with cranes and lifts as well, too.
Yeah, we need to be. It's a lot of trouble. We got two-story buildings here, three-story. And I guess nobody checks. It looks like any time it comes to something for the public, they get put on the back burner. But that's a bunch of... And let me say this, too. They have those police stations was built to keep a fire truck there.
True.
You don't see none of those police stations. There's an empty space right there for the fire trucks. I think Carmichael got the one Elizabeth say got no fire trucks. So you call, they got to come from Dow Kingdom, come and just to fight a little house fire. Supposed to keep a fire truck to all them stations, but have the design for it. That ain't happen. So I don't know what to say. I guess something more got to happen because every time if you call them, the fire just start. And like I go repeat myself, it be a two-story up in there. They can't do nothing. You see how Solomon going up in smoke the other day? Why? Because they had no ladder truck to go on top of the roof.
I agree.
And that could be our problem. until they get the message to invest some money and buy the trucks and keep the number of the trucks up to date.
Good
stuff. As long as they got the situation the way it is, you got more fire going up. See, I'm 4 million burning. I'm trying to fight the fire department from the east. But 5 minutes, eh?
Yeah, but the trucks need to be serviced. They need to be working, and they need to be functional and ready to go.
We ain't supposed to get that somebody in working. You're supposed to invest money for the public use.
Got you covered.
Time and it come anything for the public.
Sure.
It look like the public got put on the back burner. Look at the ambulance. Huh?
We mentioned it earlier. Are you on the same page? We talked about it earlier, MJ and I.
An
ambulance with no stick shift. We need ambulance that works.
You don't need them little small ambulance, yo. You need to invest in your call about with no ambulance. It's a bunch of nonsense. And then they can take about 20 million out there and they can buy up as much as they want. But anyhow.
Good one. Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff.
The police station that I pass most often driving that I think is equipped for one of those fire engines is the one on Cable Beach, and I think I often see an engine there. But yeah, the caller's absolutely right. You have these buildings that are multiple stories. Just think about the proliferation of multi-story buildings, residential buildings on Cable Beach these past couple of years. You have to be able to get to those higher floors, you have to be able to get there quickly and have the resources you need, because we're talking about lives and homes.
For sure. That's two lives and homes.
Yeah.
Two things that go hand in hand. All right. For those of you hitting me up for the Castaway Crack Honk number, 824-6688.
824-6688. Go in.
12 to 2 p.m. daily, but you got to call between 12 and 2 p.m. to get your orders in. And pick it up between that time, too.
824-6688.
Can't wait to taste that conk.
Real
quick. Callers, why don't you do this? We're going to do something real special for my late colleague, Mr. Rodney Monker. Call us back right after the news. We're going to go into the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some more Bay Street Fire. We're going to talk some more things we need to talk about. All right? PM to meet with Rubio. I'm not letting that go. I got to talk about that. Got the F&M had a huge rally last night. There's still some more things to talk about. And then our sweet guy that came through that we can't let off the back burner. Keep it right here. We'll talk about that and more. But before we get to the break right now, like I said, we sadly lost what I call a real piece of Bahamiana, a real icon in his own right.
Absolutely.
Mr. Rodney Monker, who would affectionately refer to me as his Conky Joe Mulatto Negro
he
friend.
He would call you Mulatto.
Conky Joe Mulatto times. Negro friend.
Yep.
As long as I heard friend, we was good. Okay? And as a comedian... Rodney had some dry wit humor out of this world. All things Bahamian, mind you, but boy, if you got it, you got it. And I respect him because he may not have followed the same path politically. He might have been on several political paths during his career, but he always had good intentions for the country at heart, and better Bahamians in the inner city was his focus. So if you look at his body of work, his intentions were good.
And he spoke his opinion with his name on it, which is not easy to
do in this particular climate. In fact, that's very powerful.
It's extremely powerful.
And if you can't do it sometimes because if you're not saved.
Correct.
You can't do it.
No, you cannot.
And if you're a pussy willow.
Yes.
Or, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to be strong.
You have to have
the cojones to do it. You can't be a sissy man. You
absolutely got your Rodneyisms. And you should keep those alive, though. They were great.
He's a great dude. And you have to. And my thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Mm-hmm. To the crew over there at Eyewitness News, Island Lux Studios. Y'all lost a legend. We lost a legend. And to Spiritual Advisor.
True.
So, I mean,
true.
And, you know, like I say, I remember when I saw him. And he knew we had a talk show on in the afternoon. My Conky Joe, Mulatto Negro friend, are you coming to bring your brand of mischief to the afternoon airwaves?
I remember he said that.
I was like, you know how I do it.
You were going to do it too.
I said, you know how we do it.
That is Rodney stamp of approval. So
to get that was good. But we did lose a legend. We did lose an icon. Whether you liked him, you didn't like him. Whether you was a fan of him being leader of the woman them, or you were jealous because he was the leader of the woman them and your woman followed him. He was a part of Bahamiana.
Stop it.
He was part of us. He was just like conch, salad, kalik, and sands, and macaroni and cheese.
Like pure Bahamian.
Pure Bahamian.
All right. just spoke his
cold, starving, no damn reasons.
And that's how that was.
And that's what we need to continue.
Yeah.
Men need to rise up and not be afraid to talk. Women as well, but women, men especially. As well.
Like just Bahamians in general.
In general.
Just speak your peace. You live in a society, you want to see it go in a particular direction. You can't be afraid. But I know it is that kind of political environment where people do feel afraid. So I applaud him for being able to speak his opinions without that fear. Because a lot of people have that fear in them that, you know, they'll get some sort of
and that,
reprisals.
And that he did it.
Yeah, he did and did it well.
And what I respect too, in true comedian fashion, you put me in the House of Assembly, you put me in the Senate, you give me a shot of choice, a 3 or 4 meat at lunch.
I'm taking my meats.
I take my tautology. I have no problem with that.
That's the Bahamian way.
So there you go. Rodney, may you rest in peace. I'll see you when I see you. All right, I'll see you on the next side. And I hope you greet me with my Conky Joe mulatto Negro friend.
Yes.
Because you are my friend. May you rest in peace, Rodney.
Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
And if you're looking for somebody to fill the void between 4 and 6, me and MJ and Pearly got you. We'll see you on Monday.
Lucky, here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
It's a party downtown, it's a party over there, it's a party over there, it's Friday, baby. So it's your Cuban Willie, and I'm back at you with my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Friday. I have the double whammy slammy for you. That's what I'm talking about. The first, the 3 ball. The lucky 3 ball, the 219, 219. And the lucky 4 ball for the weekend, the 8521, 8521. Play them and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Careless but workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chillin', and I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. Keep a far from vampires.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Thrift Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sand Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, May 2nd edition of Talking Heads. And we're already into May. Mother sick. April just flew by, just boom. But make it be decent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 27 years on the 10th.
27 at Joker's.
Correct.
All right, cool.
And then ride into the sunset. Would you ride on the front of the horse and me ride on the back?
Which the last?
Like them cowboy movies, you know?
The last day of Joker's.
You know how they do it when they put the girl up on the front and they sit on the back and then...
It's an anniversary for us, so that could be a fun night.
Yes, man. And it is our wedding anniversary. anniversary. I tried to sing.
I think
and
I could have some
like
champagne that night and toast
yeah, man.
To the good life, you know, the next
yeah,
chapter.
You definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go shake a leg for old time's sake.
Shake a what?
Shake a leg.
Okay.
Let's bloody Atlantis go hit the jazz bar. Shake a leg.
Shake a leg.
Shake a leg.
Stuff. Shake some stuff.
I might wake up the next morning talking about, but I can't move. I think I tore my Achilles, you know, but that's
play,
okay.
When you play basketball, you like oh. down for like 2-3 months oh. after that.
No,
so
sir.
Yeah, catch yourself now. Catch yourself.
So one of my boys in the food store today, they say, no, are you still playing boy? I say, on PlayStation.
It's better for all of us.
No, because my thumb's disheartened and you can get caught up in a tunnel, but I mean, for the most part, you're okay. All right, so a couple of these headlines I wanted to touch on. And a couple of other things, and then we'll get into the sports. I know Purdy should be zooming in short order. Keep an eye out for Purdy. Let's look at this text. Naughty, about the firing, like most things in this country, they fumble the ball. Good thing it's not the playoffs. But when you're in administration, every day is win or go home.
Yeah,
when you're the administration of the country.
Now you have persons that have lost their homes, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. a big deal.
Definitely.
These life and death decisions, you know, where to allocate resources. I just don't even understand what's happening with the fire engines, the ambulances, because this has been a cry, not just on this show, but on other shows as well, I've heard,
mm-hmm.
where people say, we don't have enough resources.
Man,
we need more.
State
we need more.
Begun, but
the idea about, right, and the things that are happening at the hospital, the idea that there may be a situation where you're asking for a fire engine to come from the airport in between
which
flights.
Which is a no-no, because even if you got an extra one at the airport, what if something goes down with the two that you left there
for
and you got an emergency
real.
At the airport, how fast you can get back
please
out there?
Please be for real. Like, we got to take these things seriously. And like I said, in light of the way that some other things have been budgeted for, you know, the sky's the limit.
Travel budget.
The sky's the limit.
Consultancy budget. Lord
the
bless
the
bad, Rodney.
The limit.
Yeah.
It should also
on
be
on functions and events.
Sky's the limit. It should also be the case with things that you need that are necessary for a functioning society and for the people that pay these taxes to feel that you have allocated enough resources for their well-being. I mean, please be for real.
Another big headline, PM to meet with Rubio.
Oh,
started by Rachel Scott in today's Guardian. Prime Minister Philip Brave in D.C. next week. To meet with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Latrey Raman said yesterday. Raman said the impact of the Trump administration's tariffs is expected to be one of Davis' key agenda items.
Well, let me tell you, y'all go in there talking about tariffs with Trump and finish with tariffs. Please be prepared, because not only is Marco Rubio Secretary of State, he is now the temporary National Security Advisor, because Mike Waltz was like put out today or yesterday. They're going to be talking about security, where one of the countries on their border, don't go there thinking y'all talking about tariffs, because he already hit us with like 10%, which is small compared to other countries.
Isn't Mr. Rubio the one who swears Bahamians are going
to
invade them with conch shells and
no,
take
he didn't
and
say
blow
that.
Up?
That was DeSantis
say, my bad.
Be ready to talk security issues. Okay, be ready to talk China. Get y'all talking points ready for that. Don't go there thinking it's just going to be about tariffs. As far as they're concerned, they're not worried about us in terms of being a big player on the tariffs fight and the tariffs war and the trade war right now. They will focus more, I suspect, on security and what's happening in this country with our relationships with other major players and just the geopolitics of it all. So don't go there talking about, oh, we're going to talk about tariffs, because guess what? That little 10%, which is not little, I mean, it's a big deal. That's a slap on the wrist compared to what they could do if they don't get concerned about. So please prep the prime minister accordingly.
Big other head, another big headline, reject Davis and the PLP. FNM leader asked voters to give FNM a chance. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Boy, I tell you.
The thing about it that's going to be really interesting about the next election is the fact that the last election, which we know happened during COVID, the turnout was very low. So we expect to see a bounce back from that. But who's going to bounce back? Will it be persons that are inclined to support the Free National Movement? Is it persons that may want to give the Progressive Liberal Party a chance? Is it persons that say, you know what, we're done with the two of y'all. Let's go try this COI thing. Getting to those particular voters, getting the right message across, getting your plans. Because right now, I'm at the point in my life where I don't care about personalities no more.
You're gonna do the best
everybody
job.
Can promise you the moon and the stars and all that stuff. What do your policies say? How have you made adjustments? How do you adapt when things get wild? Because this world that we live in is going to get, especially if you're of a particular age and older, it's going to get, you know, more and more unrecognizable. Because that's the kind of world that we're living in. We have AI now. We have technology that basically rules the day, where some people say in a post-truth era where truth doesn't even matter. What are you going to do? What are your policies going to be? What are you going to prioritize for the Bahamian
and,
people?
And
what I want.
What I would like the FNM to seriously look at is it looks like another what I call a ping pong election, meaning it's going to go from one side of the table to the next. The pendulum going to swing. Don't take anything for granted. Don't start feeling yourself because you see, oh, we got a big turnout and you hear the crowd and the town buzzing. Follow through, Brinks. Don't get sidetracked.
And most especially after whoever was elected. Because that's the whole
Correct.
Point of it.
Because the whole point about saying, give us another chance, you deserve it. Because you were not that previous administration. But what are you going to do moving forward?
Even the Prime Minister
said, everybody could be watching.
Even the Prime Minister said that the other day. I saw a video where he said, come another chance. Like, I tell you, it's like a Bahamian man. Come another chance.
Come another chance.
Like, which is the typical Bahamian thing. Okay, I tried a little bit, but maybe I didn't do all, but man, give him another chance. That's a Bahamian way of doing it. So we don't know how effective that messaging is going to be to Bahamians. But like I said, whoever is successful will be someone who's successful with their messaging and successful with their policies that they put forward, because I know that, you know, days gone by, people are like, oh, just trolls, couple parties, everything good. No, we're kind of interested in your policies at this point. So what you got for us there, you know?
Naughty, tariff is off the table. Security is on the agenda. Yes, MJ, you are right on point.
Of course. They're not concerned about... Didn't they concerned about us complaining about tariffs? And he gave us what? What did they hit us with? 10%? Trump ain't even, he's not trying to hear nothing about us complaining, but because he's going to consider that administration, the Trump administration is going to consider that we were one of the lucky ones that only got hit with a kind of like a token tariff, if you will, right? The major thing for this country, I think, particularly and the Chinese government, is security. So be ready to talk about that. Y'all can say tariffs all y'all want. Don't go in there unprepared. Go in there prepared to get hit hard. Particularly, as I said, that Rubio is now acting in that national security advisor position since Mike Waltz is out. So, yeah, the whole diplomatic part, that's one thing about it. But don't go in there flat-footed and don't expect they can try to come at us hard about security and our position, our geopolitical position in the world.
Naughty, MJ needs to get her consultancy money. She is spot on China and security. Naughty, your beautiful wife need to be the PR person for the FNM. She's damn good. Trust me, buddy. I know.
You're
why do you think I
me
married
all
her?
Kind of jobs. I stay home
and be Mr. Dad.
You know what we should
and
be?
And you go be the PR.
We should do an office where like the Bahamian people have a separate like consultancy where we just, no matter who's in power, we just like, hey, we coming at you because the Bahamian people say this and we handle them like that. So we get results for our whole country and our communities.
And then the next text after that, right? All right, cool. Your next text after right after that, Naughty, your beautiful wife, need to be the PR person for that name. She's good. Then here comes Naughty, May 22nd is my 32nd anniversary.
Ooh, congratulations.
My one free ticket to your last show.
Man, you could hook that up.
You
man,
know what?
You know what? Get that number and hook that. How many? 30?
Yeah, we're gonna figure this
what?
Out.
Congratulations to you and your wife. That is awesome. I love to hear that.
And you lucky you catch MJ.
I love
for the
hear.
Sentiment. Yeah, no, I'm only joking. Yeah, we'll make sure up. I do something with this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave this here so MJ can save the
Let's
number.
Get the number.
And then we'll go from there. Yeah.
I love that.
All right, here we go. MJ, the words you spoke just now has strengthened the country's cry for people like you to step forward. I've been telling it out for years. Naughty, COI.
You mean West Grand Bahama and Bimini?
Why are you so troublesome, Pearly? You know something, Pearly?
Wait, that's a pure... Wait.
You know what, Pearly? Pearly.
I apologize.
Okay, Pearly.
I thought I was muted. I didn't realize I was on air.
Yeah. Yeah. When you go to Jokers, then you... Yeah.
COI promises playing on people. COI promises playing on people. PLP more taxes and promises. Like Naughty said, F&M needs to stay on their A game. Naughty, tell MJ, big up the St. Paul Saints.
Yes, big up the St. Paul. Because you always talking about St. Andrews. Pearly always talking about St. Augustine's. Big up St. Paul's and all my Freeport.
Is this Freeport now Paul just running out?
Thank you very much.
No, hold on.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, wait a minute. Freeport, hold on now. Wait, stop it.
Wait, excuse me.
Pearly,
stop.
Mute Pearly Mike and mute MJ Mike for 1 second.
1 second, then I got to answer you, Pearly.
Freeport. Y'all don't come off this reservation now. I have to hear enough foolishness ad nauseum about Hugh Campbell this, Hugh Campbell that, Spelling Bee this, Jonquil that, Buddy this. Listen, there is only one premier institution in this 242.
You don't even believe that.
Because this incarnation with the God now really sucks.
All right.
But
so,
what I'm saying is,
wrap it up, please.
My heart of hearts that I know whence I know when the Camelot was the Camelot. Sock, nor St. Paul's, nor anybody else could hold a stick to my St. Andrews. And that's all I can say, my St. Andrews. And it ain't nothing like today what it was back then. And I can leave it just like that. But Freeport, do not come out of pocket talking about St. Paul.
Let Pearly talk.
You want me and Pearly to talk about St. Pauli girl Barry, but any St. Paul.
That's
you remember St. Pauli girls, Pearly?
That's funny.
Yeah, I remember St. Pauli girls.
I would have you know that St. Paul's did win a lot of stuff. I can name so many alumni that have gone on to do great things in this country. And I could also tell you that we were very good. It was mostly academics focused. I will say that. Maybe we weren't as proficient as some other schools, bigger schools, because you think it got
so then
the
maybe you were the St. Andrews of Grand Bahama. Because like how
smaller, but we,
St. Andrews beat up on SAC, you always beaten up on the rest.
We did very, very well in academics. I will say that much about my alma mater.
And you are living
so,
proof.
Yeah. Go play. I know you can wax poetic about it, and I don't blame you. Go ahead.
No. I'm quite fine with that. I mean, a simple question. It's not about the diatribe carrying on.
They have,
about Camelot and
you understand all these things we don't even understand no more.
It ain't my fault y'all didn't read Shakespeare and Sack when you went there.
From a bygone era.
I did Julius Caesar.
We did that as well.
But what about A Midsummer Night's Dream?
That too. Merchant of Venice.
That too.
And King's Book of Poetry, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Macbeth, Hamlet, do we really need to go down this road?
George Orwell.
1984.
There you go. Bada bing, bada boom.
You really
want
to go down to the app. You two should stop.
So y'all are just proving that y'all were copying what we did because we were the best.
Anyway.
So you should thank us for setting the blueprint for giving y'all a little something.
We ain't copying nothing from y'all. Trust me. Go ahead. Next subject.
The devil is a liar.
St. Andrews has the school with the most white children and the school that costs the most money to go to.
Oh, Jesus Lord. What is this today?
And when y'all graduate, the children from St. Andrews, look at the bottom of your check. Guess who's signing it? In the words of Rodney Moncler, Lord Bless the Dead, neither of you are saved. Neither of you are saved.
Let me ask you one simple question, Naughty.
Go Pearly.
Were the people coming to watch Craig Nettles and Ron Guidry and Reggie Jackson, or were they coming to see George Steinbrenner?
They were coming to see, and let me answer that for you. They were coming to see all of the employees that Mr. Steinbrenner used to have to sign their checks for. Now, if 9 of them happen to be on the field, had to be on the field, but it is what it is. But Pearly.
People only do George Steinbrenner because you all better talk
Pearly,
about
him. Let me tell you, you've gotten me out there, and I don't want you to get me out there because I feel about my alma mater today how I feel about LeBron James.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
So, really... I'm only doing that for the you know, bygones.
For the nostalgia.
Yeah, for the nostalgia. Okay. For the people who really know what the real Sin A was all about. Okay? Trust me. At this stage of the game...
But they can kick her off.
But I tell you one thing. And back in the day, in our high school days, there's some of the prettier girls in St. Andrews now. Can't lie.
Listen to Pearly.
You just lost some sack stripes from their principal down.
I'm not taking away from my girls in St. Augustine's. The best in the north, the south, the east, and the west.
There you go.
I run them out. I'm not trying to give you an extra prop other than being the school with the most white kids and the school with the most money.
And we'll brush you behind in the swimming pool.
We actually had a former saint, St. Paul saint, that was a Miss Bahamas back in the day. Beautiful.
And we also had one from St. Andrews, 1984, if I'm not mistaken, Tina Thompson, who happens to be family on my grandpa's side. She was a Miss Bahamas, too.
There you go.
We had any from SAC?
I just married one. That's all, you know.
Oh, we did. That's true.
That is true. Okay.
That is truly.
All right. Touché,
that is truly the princess kissing the frog. You read that story too, right, Pearly?
Oh, Lord.
And I was the frog. I don't mind being the frog.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Speaking of frogs, y'all, Laker fans, what y'all going
to do? Okay, hold on a second. Before we get to that, let's get these two calls out of the way. Talking heads.
Hey, Pearly. Hey, tell Naughty, right? For $40,000 a semester, you better grow up to be smart.
What? What say?
For $40,000 a semester, because St. Andrews' school fee was at least $40,000.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but right here, you could have told me, Pearly, and then the people from SAC.
thank you so much, Carly. You have a great, great, great weekend.
Especially since the last prime minister we had. I don't listen to people from SAC too tough. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Only Jesus Christ is perfect. Not everybody perfect.
I know. Y'all got to own that one, though. Just like some teams got to own boo-boos. Y'all got to own that one. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, Pearly, MJ, how y'all doing?
Good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, Mystery Dolphin?
MJ just hit the nail on the head. I was going to ask what the Lakers are going to do. So I'm going to hang up.
There you go.
Thank you, MJ. I appreciate
No problem.
That.
No problem.
Thank you, MJ.
Yeah. Okay.
They talking too much. We need to bring them back down.
He couldn't be throwing no shade at us because his heat ain't doing nothing either.
All right. Wait a minute. This is crazy. This the Freeport. Y'all just really be out of pocket with y'all tax. Naughty St. Paul's had the finest, and I mean the prettiest, from ghost white to charcoal black. And I might have married the finest one out of them all. So, yeah, I did marry the finest one and the smartest. So, yeah, good job, St. Paul's.
Y'all are weird inside with this whole conversation now.
But it's Friday, you know. It's good
Friday
to have a good little light show.
Little R&R.
All that free money that some consultants get, I do agree. That would have been better spent with MJ as a consultant, in my opinion. Indirectly, if she's, you know, give me some, you know,
boy, money, if I had a job like money, the Bahamian people consultant, I'd be in there on them every day. They'd have to like call a police on me, seriously.
That's right, Naughty. List all St. Andrews luminaries: Bishop Lias Boyd, Loretta Butler Turner, Pastor Lyle Bethel, Carl Bethel, Pia Farmer, Dawn Hannah, Justice Simone Fitzgerald, Tina Thompson, Dean Ali, and you. And don't forget Debbie Ferguson.
And you.
Yeah, and Debbie Ferguson too. Yeah, I'm just saying, that's the real St. Andrews right there.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So, with that being said.
Sparking the wee back there.
Let's talk some sports, Pearly. Let's get there. Let's get to the.
Talk some Lakers.
Let's get to the Lakers, man.
So, they had an interview with, they had a postmortem.
One second, Pearly. We're not doing this correctly. We're not doing this correctly, Pearly. I need you. Not I want you to. I need you to say.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Naughty, and from 2018 to this very day, Naughty Damas has called it. You said it was going to be an abject failure with LeBron in L.A. It is all for him to line up life after basketball, push his progeny, but he don't care about winning championships. It doesn't matter how he leaves the Lakers with no draft picks. None of that. I told you it was coming. I've seen it. Did I not tell you also? Four straight exits in the first round. Just let me get this in. And then once I get this in, we can chop it up as much as you want. But I'll be honest with you. Look at this, Pearly. 2018, first season in LA, didn't make the playoffs. 2019, the pandemic. So we'll scratch that off. 2020, the bubble championship. Yeah, me and you will take it, but you know.
Still a championship. I didn't even say the bubble championship.
Right, me and you will take it. Me and you will take it, but you know that the purist out there will throw up the bubble. But that's fine. We'll take it.
That's a bunch of crap. We played. You mean that the only thing was not there were fans.
That's fine.
But you played everybody. And matter of fact, that's harder to concentrate when you don't have no fans there to play. You just lackluster.
2021, seven seed after winning the championship. 2021, seven seed, lost to Phoenix in the first round, 4-2. 2022, didn't make the playoffs. 2023, albeit a seventh seed, made it to the Western Conference Finals, got swept by Denver 4-0. 2024.
But made it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, they did make it to the Western Conference Finals. Then 2024, okay. Seventh seed, lost to Denver in the first round, 4-1. 2025, third seed, lost to Minnesota. The sixth seed, 4-1. So if you look at their last 5 years from the championship, 1, 2, 3, post-championship, lost in the first round as a seventh seed, didn't make the playoffs, lost in the Western Conference Finals as a seventh seed, 2024 lost as a seventh seed in the first round, and now in 2025 lost as a third seed in the first round. He's had four first-round exits in L.A., two didn't make the playoffs. Thank Christ we got the bubble championship, Pearly. That right there.
We got a championship. And the record book shows that gives us 18, right?
No, it gives us 16. Boston has 17.
All right.
Well, we have 17 and Boston has 18. But be that as it may, that is not there. That run right there is not one of dominance, of greatness. It's not. That's mediocrity at best. And I'm being generous when I say that. So now, where do we go? Because Pelinka comes out and says the Lakers are committed to doing whatever it takes for the next 2 years to placate LeBron and build the roster around him. And as soon as he says that this morning, I hear you sending out voice notes about Giannis coming to L.A.
When we all know he's going to San Antonio.
Bro. So what's your take there, Pearly, on the Lakers? Where do we go?
All right. First of all, I think Rob is just being politically correct in saying that. I think all seriousness, he only got one more year left on his contract, and I think that would be it. I said, like I said on the show yesterday, and I'll say again today, he ain't gonna win no championship next year, so he may as well leave. Two. J.J. Redick said it, and I hope they do it. They need a better conditioning program.
I heard it too, and I agree.
They need a better conditioning program. Three, they definitely need a bench. I would scrap just about everybody off that bench.
Wow. Bronny too?
Including Bronny too.
Bronny be the first one.
Bronny got to go.
I'll keep Kinect.
Correct.
I'll probably keep Gabe Vincent and Vanderbilt. The rest, I'll get rid of.
You know who I'd keep too, though? I'd keep Snoop Milton in there too, because if you need just throw you on the court scoring at the guard position but don't mind going 3-4 games without playing, he's a good role player too.
If you can do that, you might still keep Keebler.
Well, Keebler may be kept, but because he's tight with Luka, so that's a given.
And he can shoot.
Very much so, but we still need a dog in the paint. You know it would be ironic. Pelinka want to do justice? Pelinka want to do justice? Go to Charlotte and sign Mark Williams as a free agent in the offseason. Then you kept Kinect and got Mark Williams.
But that's if Williams is healthy. Is he healthy? Did he play healthy or did he play anymore for the season?
Probably the rest of the games. He played 20 games since the trade, and he averaged a double-double all the way down the stretch. Back, spasm, nothing. He ready to go.
But there was a talk. I mean, there was a show I was listening to. And I just threw it out there. I only threw it out there as the message you, MJ, because you was throwing Giannis coming over there.
Oh, yeah, Giannis is coming.
But that might be a real possibility.
Some people feel that the Lakers got to make a move, and the only move that they can make is to trade Reeves.
Mm. Pearly, I think he's San Antonio bound for one reason. Are you aware that San Antonio has 36 picks between the first two rounds over the next 12 years?
Trade them all. Get Giannis in
there. Taking a lot of future draft picks off a lot of people. First round, some unprotected, some protected. They have capital that they could trade Milwaukee in addition to players. A cachet of draft picks for Giannis.
Giannis and Wemby.
That means for Milwaukee to pull that trade to San Antonio, they're not going to get players. They're going to get a first round, a second round, or two first rounds, or something like that.
But
what that means is we take a step back to take a step forward. If they want to continue in the move, then trading Giannis for Reeves and a second round pick or something like that maybe not be a bad move for them.
Probably, I think a team that's going to get players like the Rookie of the Year in San Antonio, he'd get traded along with draft picks. Now that's very attractive.
Oh, Wembley?
No, not the other kid, man.
We ain't trading Wembley.
Oh, that kid. That's the trade. That's the future.
That's true.
That's the future.
I think those draft picks are the answer.
I don't think San Antonio bringing a veteran like that who got another couple of years with you. When you're trying to build a dynasty, I don't see that.
But sometimes you need that little extra piece. I mean, look at what Iguodala did back in the day for the Warriors. You know, sometimes you need that kind of experienced player who's been at that level.
Remember the name you called? The name you called Iggy. Was not a first, second, or third.
No, he wasn't. But since Giannis,
you're talking about a first choice player. When I say first choice, players run through that player.
Right, but since Giannis seems to be like he wants to get out of Milwaukee, at least that's what the talk is.
I know he wants to go where he can probably win immediately in L.A., whether you like it or not, with Luka and with one more year with LeBron, you got a chance of winning the championship.
He does. I guess it really comes down to what kind of an environment he, you know, wants to be in. I see San Antonio as being a perfect fit for his type of personality and his play, but it will come down to him, you know?
That's not winning next year.
Yeah. Let's get to the phone line.
Maybe not.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, good day. Just a quick question. You're talking about trading Giannis. In the NBA, don't you have to be able to compensate salary-wise if you trade a $200 million player? What do you give me back? You just can't give me fixed. I thought you have to max salary.
No, obviously it's going to take players involved too, because that component that you brought up is a salary situation.
Right.
So obviously that's where players would come in that are making money that could obviously be moved. You'd see some expiring contracts, and you see some balloon contract for some veterans that aren't getting a burn right now. And they'd probably be thrown in, but you'd also see some young contracts as well thrown in and make up the money, but also the talent portion of
y'all
it.
Y'all too greedy. I think.
I'm just talking the money part of it. One second.
Answer.
Yeah, I'm just talking the salary part of it. The Lakers don't have anybody, as far as they know, making any money. They'll have to get rid of Genie Buss and their old bank to get him.
You could cut LeBron and open up $56 million right there.
Next year. Get rid of him, dude.
That's a quick cut right there.
Yeah, point taken.
But I think what makes it more attractive to San Antonio, they do have a cache of draft picks that they've stockpiled over the years that you could give up. They could give up three number one picks and don't feel no weight.
And that's worth something.
Yeah. What about the salary, though? That's my point.
Yeah, obviously they have to make the salary work. But if they're going to go to that level of trading for somebody like Giannis, their accounts are going to make the salary work. You're going to see enough players that get traded out.
We could do an Ohtani deal.
Even if you see a Herschel Walker trade where five players go over to make up the money and then five draft picks come through.
Listen, we could do an Ohtani deal. We could make the numbers work.
They could call the Bahamas and we could do one of those $80 million road contracts to turn into $200 million overnight.
That could work too.
That's a good idea.
That might work.
Bam, bam.
There you go.
Have a good weekend.
Pearlie, you got any comments on that? Because he was trying to talk and you were trying to talk at the same time. But you'll go ahead, Pearlie.
I'm pretty certain that certain amount of money is first round pick can be used towards a pick. I'm not certain about that, but I have to check that out. I think, like, if you're trading Giannis and the salary is $25 million a year and you're trading for somebody for 10 or $15 million and another 2 or $3 million, I think a pick may be worth something like that. I got to double check that, though.
All right. Double check it so we know we're on the same page.
But like, again, it goes back to trade-wise, in your or my eyes, that Milwaukee could get a bunch of first-round picks and like, that is a good look, yes. But you got to look at what San Antonio's goals are. Are their goals to try win a championship immediately, or are their goals to try to build a dynasty that they'll win a championship in 2 to 3 years? If that is their goal, it don't make sense going for Giannis. If you're trying to win today, yes. If you're trying to win in the next 2 years or maybe in the next 3 years, yes. But anything, if you have a long-term goal, even if you're trying to win a championship in 3 years with that team, they're trying to win multiple championships over the years.
Absolutely. San Antonio, for sure.
And to bring Giannis in there to disrupt that halfway through the plot, I don't see it making sense to me. I mean, I could be wrong. I could see him going to a team that could, like a Lakers, even a Golden State, who have veteran teams and trying to win now.
But I think the value of someone as experienced as Giannis is, especially when you have a Wemby that you want to get to that level, like you say, to build a dynasty in the future, having that person, I think it was beneficial for Tim Duncan to have had David Robinson back in the day. Like that makes
that
a difference.
That mentorship there was good. And it was good for Robinson too. It was good for him in the
final years of his career. So I guess it the space is, but I just feel like he'd be like a great fit in San Antonio.
I think he's a plug and play in San Antonio. He's plug and play. And he gets the system and Popovich, who's no longer going to coach and be in the front office, but you know he's going to have his hands on. He's going to be involved. He'll come up with the right scheme. They'll come up with the right fit. They'll make it happen. Because at the end of the day...
Go ahead, sorry.
Popovich is a good enough coach. That whole coaching tree down there is good enough.
He's no longer coach.
Yeah, no.
Right, but I'm saying the coaching front tree, because office. Obviously a Pop disciple is going to take over as the head coach.
Probably so.
So the message will still be trickled down. The message will still be delivered. You know what I mean? And they're going to play a certain style of basketball. And that's the kind of basketball that that system, I think Giannis fits in. They're not going to go away from that. I think he could be a big component to that. And San Antonio could be very dangerous with that combination.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did a quick look. A pick is worth, it's something called value over a replacement player, a VORP.
Perfect.
So first round pick, second round, they all have a certain amount of points. And each player, for what they've done, have a certain amount of points.
Okay.
So where the money thing is, and you're using draft picks, I think it looks at the value of a replacement player in terms of the picks.
Good. So we got a chance. Good.
Yeah. All right. But like I say, the best trade for Milwaukee is with San Antonio.
Yes.
Because what they can get in return. The best trade for Milwaukee is with San Antonio.
Yeah.
I don't know if the best one for Giannis in terms of the long-term look. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it'll be great. You get him there. Giannis coming to San Antonio might make San Antonio a contender immediately.
Absolutely.
Depends on what else they do.
Correct. Especially if Wemby's healthy and we could do other things. Yeah, man. That's right.
So, you know.
All right.
But I would like to see them go via the way Detroit is doing it. Detroit, I like it how Detroit is doing it. I think Cunningham is their star player. Is that his name?
Yeah, Cade Cunningham. Definitely a good
Cade Cunningham. All the brother got to do is get more. Yes, you can see him timid and trying to take jump shots. He like drive to the bucket. If he's to start basically having some confidence and what he should work on in offseason is his jump shot and having confidence and take. I can see the sky the limit for him in Detroit.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential on that team, too, with that young Thompson kid as well, too, the twin.
Yes.
Ansar Thompson, not a bad player at all. Very good player, as a matter of fact. They got some other pieces, too, there that work. And what kills me is Beasley playing for the Pistons, hitting all kind of shots, but he couldn't hit in L.A.
Well, he's getting, he's getting a lot of more playing time, too.
That is true.
Let's come on the court, take about 2-3 minutes to warm up, and 2-3 minutes, he get pulled. But if he knows he's on the court for 25, 30, 35, 40 minutes, he can have more confidence in his game.
Well, we got to get to the picks right now. Pearly, obviously, is brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And don't forget, they got the Grand Slam promotion going on. 2,000 up for grabs in April, 3,000 up for grabs in May, 5,000 up for grabs in June. Just make a $20 bet or more on any NBA game, all right? And you're going to be registered for the big drawing, courtesy of the Island Game. The game you know, the friends you trust, all right? And they always remind you to play responsibly. All right.
So if you do a parlay, that puts you in for the draw.
Correct.
I keep bragging, but I like it, man. I really tired of not winning. I got to win something, man. You hear me, Island Games? I got to win something.
Naughty Pearl and MJ. If Giannis came to the Spurs, that would be a dangerous team. The Twin Towers are back. Love it. Go Spurs, go.
I don't even talk it.
No, Texter, don't encourage that, man.
Yes.
Because between my beautiful wife, MJ, and my sister-in-law, G, that is two San Antonio Spurs disciples, boy. They do not let Laker fans sleep when they start winning, boy. Don't do it.
That's right.
Don't do it. I know what's coming back when the Spurs get big.
All
running household bet that is when the Spurs are contenders and the Lakers are contenders. If the Spurs beat the Lakers, guess where I have to sleep?
You know.
On the sofa.
You know. Speak some contentious matches, Pearly.
No, that's the bet. You lose, you sleep on the sofa. I sleep in an ordinary bed tonight, comfy.
And if you win, what she do?
Being that I'm a Laker, and you know that I know what my good friend the late Rodney Monka would tell me to do. As leader of the women, them. Let her sample the sofa for a little bit, but then tell her to come back in the room.
Anyway, your picks.
So that's what I would do.
Your picks.
And there's a method to my madness for doing that.
Let's get to the picks, Naughty. Let's get to the picks.
Houston.
Yourself in trouble.
Houston and the Warriors.
You call me later and ask me if the bed make up in the second bedroom. No.
Okay. Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors. Tonight. Could be a wrap-up game for the Warriors tonight, or the Rockets could force game 7. I like the Rockets plus the 5.5 to force game 7.
I like a game 7, too. I take the Rockets in the money line, though.
What about you, MJ?
I would do the same.
Rockets?
Money line.
Money line. All right. And I'll throw a freebie in there for you today. If you like baseball, Seattle and Texas. Seattle's won 7 out of the last 11 against Texas. Texas has only scored 3 runs in the last 3 games. 10.5, if you're feeling lucky, or take Seattle in the money line. Either way, that's 2 ways for you to play and win with the Island Game. All right? All right.
So well, I, take- I, you know what? I can do this. I'm gonna take. I'll agree with you taking the under, and I'll take the Rangers on the money line because I think Leiter is in for it tonight. I think he's gonna have a good game. The pitcher.
All right. We shall see.
On their home.
All right, we shall see. Good stuff, buddy.
Well, and, you know, let me give you a money line. We're in Atlanta tonight. The Dodgers are going to go in Atlanta and hurt their feelings. Yamamoto is going to pitch a gem.
He's already on my parlay. Yankees, Dodgers, and who's the other one?
Phillies.
That's it right there. Bet it, set, and forget it.
All right.
Good stuff, man. We'll do it again next week, man. Everybody, on behalf of Pearly and MJ, it's your boy Naughty. Why don't you have a great weekend, man? And we'll be back at you, Lord Spirit Life, on Monday to do it again. And like I say, just have a great weekend as we get on up out of here. All right?
And what, coming up after the break?
Coming up after the break, we got, obviously Rich Eisen coming up after the break. And Rich talking a lot of things today. Good little conversation with Rich, as a matter of fact. Raider fans, listen out. You're getting your props. The Pete Carroll hiring... And the draft has Raiders again, Pearly. Could they actually be a contender next year? They plan on a fourth-place schedule.
I think they'll be competitive. I don't know if they... I think they'll be competitive. I think Pete Carroll will bring a new, you know, that Seattle-type thing to them. That Seattle, that whatever it was, the 12th man or the whatever they call it.
Yeah, the 12th man in Seattle.
I think they'll be competitive. I think they'll be like Detroit. Remember, Detroit was quite
some growing pains, but by year two and year three, they'll be punching people in the mouth. I agree with you there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. We're going to hit the break, man. For MJ, for Pearly, this is your boy Naughty. We will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it.
Every time.
Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a nation of peace. Me think a joke, but not the jokes on me. Stay with me. I clear the stage to me. I'm smiling on my face and I dig a grave for me. So when me touch the rush, I rave with me. So in my going out and coming in.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fancy this, one-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Style. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street with the Lilipony, where your tech problems meet their match.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chilling. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave my job.
Susie and I witnessed something incredibly special yesterday, and I wanted to bring it here to you guys. I haven't talked about it with you yet. I was going to bring it up here on the program, and I'm a little hesitant to talk about it because there were some somewhat private things said in what we witnessed on the campus of USC yesterday. But the other hesitancy is, do I really want to do this justice and bring it justice? Because it was truly one of the most amazing 2 hours I've spent in quite some time. Me earlier in the week, somebody who's she's friends with, and I've gotten to know through her, like pretty much everybody else important in my life, right? Mm-hmm. Teaching a class at USC, and has been for all year. And it's the last class, and do we want to go and watch him speak? Sure, I'll go. And I really didn't know what to expect. The class is called The Game is Life, and Susie's friend, our friend, teaches it with the Marshall School of Business, teaches it along with the Dean of Religious and Spiritual Life, because this person's mantra and way of going about life does have quite a bit of cross-section with some spiritual beliefs and the way that some religions teach about connecting with your inner self. And what is being taught was being taught to these students, lucky enough to be in this class, is being true to oneself, learning who you are as a person, being empathetic and sympathetic, and being open and sharing with others about your mindset and your abilities to connect with yourself and show emotion, be emotional, and being comfortable with knowing who you are. And if that is who you are as a person, it can be a powerful way to connect with other people and create a team environment. And the way these students spoke about their experiences in this class brought me to tears. And same thing with Susie, and brought some of these students to tears as well. I'm telling you guys, the way these students spoke about their experiences in this class for the year, the way that they said that they have had their lives changed by the professor's abilities to talk with them about connecting with themselves was mind-blowing. One student said that he had an accident. A car ran over his head twice, and he thought he should be dead. And he was wondering how to reconnect with the world and himself and who he is as a person after this traumatic experience. And this class changed his life. Another person said he was a musical major and had lost his love for music throughout being a major. He was in this room, and that learning about who he is as a person made him understand why he had lost his love for music, but refound it. And now all the music he's going to make is with all of his classmates in mind. And he's dedicating all the music he makes the rest of his life to his fellow students. They all clapped. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it, because it was not only a life lesson for these kids, but a realization for me and Susie to see these kids are about to graduate. For many of them in the room, it was their last class in the history of their college career. And they were all realizing what they have learned about themselves, what they've learned about how to relate to other people, what they've learned about what the world is like that they're entering and how they can change it. And this coat of armor that was being provided by the professor is going to get them going for the rest of their life. And they're going to be friends forever. And they got up and hung out after the class for half an hour, crying and hugging, and took a group photograph. And we're going to now zoom into the professor who's been doing it for years. His name is Pete Carroll.
Wow.
And I have never witnessed in 2 hours what I witnessed in Pete Carroll's class, The Game is Life. Along with, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correct, Varun Soni, the Dean of Religious and Spiritual Leaders Cap, next to Pete. And then that's David Belasco, the Adjunct Professor of Entrepreneurship at USC. There was an author in the room, and I told him afterwards, because he's been there for 16 weeks. The kids referred to him as a fourth professor. I said to him, I don't know when I first was showing up in the room, and I knew there was an author in the room, what book is going to come out of this? Mm-hmm. And now I said, by the end of it, I can't wait to read about this book, because this book started with, a coach who's been a longtime coach in the NFL with a Hall of Fame resume. You know, certainly if he wins one more, if he gets another chance, gets fired and he's decided to go back to campus, like what, Thornton Mellon, right? And mm-hmm. teach a class. And by the end of the class, coach is hired somewhere else, but the book is now about the kids whose lives have been changed. I'm telling you, Chris and Jay and TJ, they were all giving testimonials to Pete, who probably doesn't want this to be said about him, that he has changed their lives. And just bringing it to you, and I know we're talking, you know, on Raiders Nation Radio in Las Vegas, Nevada. I sat there and thought to myself, if the Raiders are buying what Pete is selling, like these kids in the class, because here's a man which all we're talking about is how old he is. I can tell you, he related to a group of 20, 21, 22-year-olds like nobody else. He was a peer of theirs and they of his, because he was talking about how they have helped him learn more about his mantra about the game is life. They were a connected body. I can't recall the last time I was in a room where there was over 100 people. We were all connected. Susie and I, other people who was the first time in the class. These people were in the class the entire time. They were handpicked for their stories and their abilities to connect by their stories. They were handpicked. One of them, there were several athletes in the room. I was told after the class, one of the students who was there for much of the year, but not over the last few weeks because of what's happened to her, was Juju Watkins, was in this class.
Really?
And I can't recall another time that people have been connected. And like I said, if I'm an owner and I'm sitting there,